Hi, and welcome to the first episode of the Social Media Sales Coach podcast. This week, we're going to be talking about why car sales professionals should be using social media. Well, if you're like everyone else, I'm sure you've noticed social media is everywhere now. And if you're a car salesperson, you really need to be on social media. You need to build and work your social media network the same way you do your current customer list. You need more referrals through word of mouth, because word of mouth referrals are the most profitable relationships. It's not hard to get started on social media, as it may seem. Also, because Facebook is no longer just a place to share stories and funny pictures, you can actually use Facebook and other social media to sell more cars. While it is true, diving into social media can eat up a lot of time, it doesn't have to. Also, the time you spend on social media can be some of the most fruitful time you spend promoting yourself. How? Well, let's do a little math. Let's say you have 200 contacts or friends on Facebook. Let's also say that each of these contacts have at least 200 contacts of their own. If you do the math, 200 times 200 is 40,000 potential prospects. That's 40,000 people who may need a car or know someone else who does. What other kind of prospect can you do that reaches that many people? Well, if you're ready to get started, the steps I'm about to outline will help you to begin building and engaging with your network. The first step, obviously, is to create a profile. For most people, the best and easiest place to get started is on Facebook. Creating a basic profile on Facebook is easy. It just takes a few minutes. All you need to start is your name, email address, and some other basic information. Once your profile is created, you can then connect with your friends and family and start creating your network. The next step is to start building your network. Connecting with your friends and family is the first step. Beyond that, start connecting with your customers. Some of your customers may not be willing to connect, but many will. It is important since they are going to be the first line of your word of mouth campaign. They are the ones that are most likely to connect you to other people that may be looking for a car. Since they already know and trust you, they will be more likely to connect their friends to you. Another great place to prospect on social media is in groups. Facebook has thousands, if not millions, of groups that you can check out and join. Groups are basically a set of people that have some common interests. There are groups for your high school, for fishing enthusiasts, hunters, bikers, etc. Pretty much, if you can think of it, there's a Facebook group for it. All you need to do is find a group that has an interest you share and enjoy it. Once you are a member, you can talk about this interest with others and build a rapport with them. Once you have done so, feel free to mention that you are a car salesperson, but don't start selling to them immediately. Share information and become a valued member of the group. This will make your later sales posts more effective and tolerable to the group. I'll have more information later on how to make the best use of Facebook groups. After you've started building your network, you need to start creating and sharing content with them. Content can be simple posts, videos, images, or pretty much anything you want. The one thing to keep in mind is that while you are building and sharing your network, you're also selling yourself and your brand, which is you. So keep your posts tasteful and shareable. You don't want your profile to turn into a personal diary about your innermost thoughts, but you also don't want it to be one long sales pitch. I'm working on a guide. It'll be out soon. That'll help you with ideas about what to share and how often. The key is to start sharing and engaging with your network. Here are a couple of non-sales ideas. One, if it's college football season, maybe share your favorite game day snack. Post a video or a few images of you making it. Ask people to share theirs in return. During the summer, maybe on July 4th, show your favorite grilling recipes or a special spot that you like to go to watch the fireworks. At Christmas time, share a favorite family tradition or a special present that you remember receiving as a child. Next, you need to measure your success. As you're posting to your network, take the time to pay attention to the types of posts that your network is liking and sharing. If you find a particular post that really works, do more of that. As your network shares these posts, they will in turn bring more people into your network, which increase your prospect pool for those sales posts that you will begin to sprinkle in. Keep posting. Plan on posting at least 2 to 3 times a day. If you don't have content to share, then don't force it. It's good to keep yourself in front of your network, but only, and I can stress only, if the content is useful or entertaining. You don't want to sour your network by forcing yourself to share content that is of low quality. And that's it. That's the basic outline to getting started and building a network on Facebook. And the same method can be used on other platforms like LinkedIn, Instagram, and Twitter. But I'll come around to those later. Lastly, I'm working on a project where I'll be able to share a posting schedule to help inspire you and help you keep creating quality content, as well as content that will actually help you sell more of your cars. Keep an eye out for that. Come on over to my blog at socialmediasalescoach.com, and we'll have that up soon, I hope. Well, that's it for today. I'm going to keep it short and sweet just till you get used to the sound of my voice. Have a great day, and keep on selling.